I think there are reasons for optimism and pessimism, which is almost the political answer, isn't it? The reasons for optimism are that I'm convinced that there are both technical and social solutions out there that if we marshalled ourselves, we could implement and we could sustain the energy supply that keeps modern life going and decarbonise it sufficiently that it would be sustainable over the long term. What worries me is that the evidence up to now, at least, is that the nose of the oil tanker is continuing to go in the wrong direction. That is, we've got to reach our peak of annual emissions very soon, because if we don't, the latest calculations show that the rate then at which we would have to reduce emissions becomes impractical by anybody's optimistic standards. So although I get very uncomfortable when people say, you know, there's 100 months to save the planet, or at least save humanity and civilization, because that sounds a bit shrill and almost sort of silly, nevertheless, there's a grain of truth, more than a grain of truth, in the fact that it is getting increasingly urgent that we take real action. So when I see government people and business, you know, citizens' movements, that gives me reason for optimism. My role at the Science Museum tells me that, you know, human ingenuity knows almost no bounds. So that fills me with optimism. But it's not until I see the nose of the oil tanker beginning to turn that I shall begin to sleep a little more comfortably at night, thinking about the world that my children and grandchildren will be confronted with.
A few sort of voices out there in the last sort of year or so have been starting to say, well, you know, this kind of approach of talking about costs and kind of almost scaring people into trying to make action happen is not going to be successful. I'm not suggesting that that's your approach, but the one that some campaigners use. I'm thinking about people like Anthony Giddens and Nicholas Stern, who say we should have a kind of positive, aspirational view of the future. Do you think that's starting to emerge and people are starting to grasp onto that?
Yes, I think so. I think there's a recognition that the approaches that have been taken so far have essentially reached their limit, because, you know, the percentage of people who take this seriously and are active, the people who take it seriously and are not active, and the people who still deny that it's an issue, have been more or less constant for a few years now. So it's clear that whatever means of communicating the issue, we need to rethink. And I think you've got to offer people a positive vision of the future, because, you know, if you offer a kind of cold grey hair shirt, miserable vision of the future, nobody's going to be motivated to pursue that. So at the Science Museum, with our new exhibit there, one of the key facets of that will be a vision of the future where we've got it right. Actually, the opposite of the view presented by The Age of Stupid, which I think is a great film and very thought-provoking, very valuable, but essentially the antithesis of that, you know, showing the Age of Sensible, you know, how we did it right and where we can be.
People talk about 2 degrees warming on pre-industrial levels being the sort of threshold at which dangerous climate change kicks in. Do you think we have any chance of staying below that, and do you have any sense of where we might end up getting to if we're not going to hit that?
There are many scientists who are arguing now that even 2 degrees has a higher degree of risk than we appreciated a few years ago. And so all the more reason for what recently has been called the fierce urgency of now. You know, this is not something for the long term. I mean, obviously it affects the long term, but we do need to act now. And the Copenhagen conference provides an opportunity to get international instruments in place, which give us hope for the future. Without the instrument, then we, as we have been with Kyoto, we're getting nowhere. And that can't be allowed.